If a child were just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and put them down in front of the child and say, okay, here
are your clothes.
Mm-hmm, fine. And if you saw a little boy and he was afraid of you and he thought you were going to do him some injury, you might tell him, well, don't cry. I'm your friend. I'm
not going to hurt you.
Yeah, that's it. Good. And if you gave somebody a ride into town and he thanked you, but you were telling him it wasn't really any trouble, you'd say, well, that's okay. We going that way anyway.
We were going that way.
Mm-hmm. And if you were telling somebody about the good old days when everything used to be better, you might lean back and say, ah, blank, blank, the good old days.
Those good old days.
Okay, that's good enough. And if somebody said, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no,
it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take a little piece of cloth to use as a...
example.
Yeah. Or if somebody gave you, in the grocery store, they wanted to sell you some cheese, so they'd give you a free...
sample.
Mm-hmm. And if she saw a dress that she liked, she might say, that's a very what dress?
Pretty dress.
And if she saw one she liked a little more, she said, that one's even...
Beautiful.
Or using another form of pretty, that one's
prettier.
Even... Mm-hmm. And a woman might wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Blouse.
Well...
apron.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And let's see, the thing that you write with is a...
Pulse.
Or...
pen.
And you fasten a baby's diaper with a...
pen. Baby pen.
Okay. And soup used to come in a can made out of...
tin.
Mm-hmm. And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, what do you put on to keep you warm?
Coat.
And then the thing that a man wears, the matching stuff, is called a...
suit.
And what are the three pieces?
Coat, vest, and pants.
Mm-hmm. You have any other names for pants?
Slacks.
Okay. What do farmers wear? Work clothes.
Overalls.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Then, again, talking about the suit, if your old one wore out, you might have to go and buy a brand
new one.
Okay, good enough. Then, if you went out in the winter without your coat and someone went back to fetch it, he might say, here, I have
your coat.
Or I have done what to your coat?
Found your coat.
And blanket to you.
Giving you your coat.
Okay, we're getting a lot of verbs, but not the particular one I want. I'm looking for one that starts with a B-R. I have...
brought you.
Mm-hmm. And I will...
bring you your coat.
And yesterday I...
brought you.
Yeah, good. And if you stuck a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them what?
Big.
It would make them... meaning stick out. It would make them...
puff out.
Starts with a B. Bulge or bulge?
Bulge.
Okay. And you might say, that suit fit me this year the suit fit me, but, no, wait a minute, I've got it backwards. Last year it fit me, but this year, I can't even say the question, I'm going to have to read it. The coat won't fit this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
Fit perfectly.
Okay. And if you washed something and then it got smaller, you'd say it did what?
Shrunk.
And it has?
Shrunk.
And it will?
Shrink.
Okay. If a woman likes to put on pretty clothes all the time, you'd say she likes to?
Dress pretty.
Suppose she just stands in front of the mirror putting makeup on. She's
dressing up.
All right. How about a man? What would you say about a man that likes to wear fancy clothes? Would you just say dress up for him, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what do you call a little thing that a woman might carry her coins in?
Purse.
Okay. And what would a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
And around her neck?
Necklace.
Okay. Suppose it was beads or pearls or something. Would you say a something of beads?
A set of pearls.
All right. Would you ever say a string or a strand? Nope. Okay. Then what do men wear, well, they used to, instead of a belt to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Do you ever hear an old-fashioned name for that? Galluses? Nope. And when it rains, you hold a...
umbrella.
Did you ever call that a parasol? Ever hear of a parasol? You know what it is?
Umbrella.
Is it the same thing?
That's just fashion. Yeah.
A fashionable name for one? Okay. Then what is the fancy top cover you'd put over a bed?
Spread.
Mm-hmm. And you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see a pillow that was about twice as long as a regular one? Ever hear of a bolster? Okay. Well, if you saw one and you called it a bolster, you might say that bolster doesn't just go part way across the bed. It goes
all the way.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that thing that you might put on the bed to keep you warm that women stitch together?
A quilt.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And I don't know if you know this word or not. If you had too many people coming to see you and you didn't have enough beds, you might make up something on the floor for the children. That's a
pallet.
Good. I thought that might be an old-fashioned word you wouldn't know. And I think this tape's about to run out.